Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Frankly, we know you're here because you're voyeurs of some sort who want to know what happens in all the corners of real estate, particularly the ones that nobody ever told realtors existed before they got into this. And so today I'm excited to introduce y'all to a good friend of mine, Heidi Powell, who's got her own story to tell. Heidi, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Lee. It's fun to be here.
Okay, so tell all of our exciting listeners a little bit about you, how long you've been in the business, where you're located, anything they should know about you to understand your background.
So I have been in the business 10 years. I got in 08, which is when lots of people were leaving the business. So don't blame me. It's not my fault. I promise. Very excited to have a fun career in this business. I am a broker owner of my own office. It's actually Next Home Dynamic. It's a brand new office. We just transitioned over from another brand and opened last week. So it's very exciting here at Next Home. Like I said, 10 years, having a lot of fun. I get a kick out of people who think it's all glamorous, you know? So we serve a little teeny tiny town, one stoplight, and our office is right at that one stoplight. It's called Freeport, Pennsylvania. It's a little suburb of Pittsburgh. So those who are familiar with our championship Steelers and our Penguins and our not-so-famous Pirates, who don't seem to know how to win. That's my sports community, and we service a 4-county area out here. So love it, and happy to be here.
You know, I'm still trying to find some glamour in real estate myself, but since you mentioned glamour, I guess that explains Realtor Prom. You know, every time there's a Realtor Awards event, people dress up as far as they possibly can because there's no glamour in our business.
I know. It's so fun, right? Everybody thinks it's all HGTV and you look at three houses and you buy one. Woohoo.
Hey, it only takes 30 minutes.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if we could do that?
No, we would get bored, frankly. You and I would be so totally bored.
You're right.
And by the way, 10 years in the business, a whole decade. Are you going to do something to celebrate that anniversary of your business?
Funny you asked that. It'll be my 10-year anniversary and on my 50th birthday. So I will be celebrating I'm headed to almost your neck of the woods, a little south of you. I'm headed to Charleston. So it'll be a fun time to celebrate. So sure. Yeah, we're going to dance a little and drink a little and celebrate realtor fun. Sure.
So in 10 years, you probably have more stories than you could possibly tell on one of my short little episodes. So I'm sure you winnowed it down to the one that you love telling over cocktails. I cannot wait to hear what you got to say.
Well, I'll tell you, and you know, we talk about glamour in this business. There's so no glamour. And when I get agents who want to come and join us or think we're all fun and party time and let's have cocktails over contracts, and you know, and I know that 9 out of 10 people leave the business in the first year. So this example happened in my first year. And it's one of those things where I go, wow, I can't believe I still stayed in it knowing what we can come up against. I had a little double wide for sale. I listed it with a fun family that was selling it off of their family farm. So the way it was located, there was a little house and then a big, beautiful farmhouse. And then some other property that had been sold off a couple years prior, probably 10 or 15 years prior to some other folks. So my seller owned both the big house and this little house. She's got it marketed. We get it for sale. We're lucky enough to find a buyer in a real quick timeline. We're coming up on closing day and it's all going swell. And seriously, I've been in the business maybe 4 or 5 months. So, you know, I'm thinking this is easy, right? We come right up against closing time. And about 2 days prior to close, I get a call from my seller. And she says to me, "Hey, have you seen the news tonight?" I said, "Not yet." And you know that, you know, and I know that it's, what's happening? Like, did it burn down? Like, what happened here? But I'm too young in the business to really freak out. I'm like, "No, why?" She goes, "Well, I made the 6 o'clock news." I said, "Well, why?" She says, "Well, the guy who owns the property on the other side of the farmhouse apparently had this real fun job, because, you know, we are in the country out here in Armstrong County. And one of his jobs was working for PennDOT, for our state transportation company, picking up carcasses, particularly deer carcasses off the road. And so he would pick them up, use his little crane, put them in the back of his truck, tow them off the landfill, and the state would pay him. Apparently, his truck broke down. He had a dump truck full of carcasses rotten in his driveway. Not only did he have a dump truck full, apparently it had been broken down for about a month. Now, this is July, and it's 100 degrees out, and we have rotten deer carcasses about a mile and a half away from my house that's for sale. So you can imagine the stench that's coming off of this. So it's not just a dump truck. It's now a dump truck and a pile and a dumpster. The buzz of the flies was insane. Okay. So my seller calls the news and gets a story on the news about this person who was breaking the law and having this dumpster full of deer stinking up the community. It's not uncommon to have a dead deer smelling, but you can imagine what a couple hundred dead deer smelling is like. So she's on the news yapping her jaws about how she's got to get rid of this carcass because she's got to sell her house in 2 days. Well, thankfully, you know, she calls me and I'm like, oh no. Well, the very next day, the state came out and arrested the guy, cleaned up the mess. We've got DEP involved. We've got all kinds of state agencies involved. And I had to make the phone call to the buyer's agent going, did you see the news? We've got stinky, stanky carcasses right up the road from where your client's hoping to make a life.
Was there some kind of therapy for this man? Because something's not wired right. If you can possibly think it's okay to have an entire pile of deer carcasses at your house, that's bad.
Yeah, and he was living just a few feet from these carcasses. So I don't know what kind of nasal cavity you must have to be able to stomach that. But I couldn't drive by without having the urge. But this is the kind of glamour that people think, oh, yeah, you get to show pretty houses. Yes, sometimes you show trailers. Sometimes you show dirty, nasty places. Sometimes you get to show a mansion once in a while. But I hope I never, ever, ever have to sell a place that's next to, you know, a pile of rotten deer carcasses. So, you know, we're in the sticks out here. We have some, you know, shooting ranges, and we've got hunters, and we've got to deal with a lot of fun stuff like that. But I never, ever, ever hope I have to deal with that again.
I don't know of any hunter that I know who would not be furious and ready to go after somebody with waste like that, because that's just wasteful to have that kind of thing happen, you know.
It was awful. Well, he didn't end up going to jail or anything, but he did end up with a pretty hefty fine, and he doesn't do that job anymore, thankfully. And the beauty is, when I called the other agent, she said, hey, it's all right. We'll get through it. She was an old timer. She'd been in the business a long, long time. So it was one of my first transactions. It was one of her last. So she's like, no worries. We'll get through it. She was very calm. And I tip my hat to people who've been in this business a long, long time who can take control of the little young girl going, oh, my God, we have a stinky situation. And she was able to go, it's good. We'll get a handle before closing. We got to closing. Everybody had a good chuckle about it. And and they're very, very happy. They've been there the whole time and there's been no issues since. So thankfully, we have happy endings, even with those, you know, horrible, horrible messes. Here's one last funny little jog about it. On the way home from the closing, it was raining. Guess who ran into a live deer with her car?
Oh.
Yeah. And the funny part is, didn't do much damage, but the deer did shit all over my windshield.
I bet he did. That was probably just the visceral reaction right there.
Some crazy shit in real estate right there on my windshield.
Now that you've been in the business for a decade, do you view yourself now as that calmer, more experienced agent that when you run into things like, you know, dead deer carcasses, you're the one who now says, it's okay, it's cool, we'll figure it out.
It's okay, it's cool, we'll figure it out is probably one of my favorite sentences, because, you know, so many people get a little excited about, oh my gosh, there's a problem. And so often it's take a breath, put your head on the pillow, and tomorrow that problem is often going to either resolve itself or the magnitude of it is going to lessen substantially. And so that is something I think is very hard to teach. You really just have to experience it. Like, we can tell people that, we can go, no problem, we got it, no problem. But when you get, you know, new agents who they're going to get a little flighty, because it's nature. It's human nature to get a little excited. So trying to teach those agents in my office that this is nothing. Wait till you hear that story. Wait till you hear this story. Having that experience and that crazy shit that happens, be able to put it in perspective for new agents is important. So, yeah, I think I'm one of those old dogs now. I hope I am. Not much rattles me, I suppose, anymore, but it is one for the book I might write like you someday.
And what you have to know, if you're listening to this and you're a realtor and you're a new realtor and you're thinking, yeah, but you know, I don't get rattled. What we'll tell you, all of us old timers, is that you desperately need a mentor in this business, somebody to call when you run into these situations until you hit that place of equanimity where you're like, all right, it's going to be all right. And if you are a consumer listening to this, it's totally fine to hire a brand new realtor who gets excited and nervous about wild situations. But it's also fair to ask if you're talking to somebody who's brand new, and I don't care how old they are or what their background was, real estate's different. Just ask them if they have a mentor or a broker they can ask, because the best realtors are never afraid to lean on somebody else for counsel and advice. And sometimes it's just somebody to keep things level-headed until you get to a solution.
You're absolutely correct. And I think that's amazing advice. And I think consumers, those young realtors who are new and are so sort of tied up in the, it's so fancy. I have this special key that unlocks doors and look, I have this pretty business card. That excitement is also what makes them great and energized and happy to work really hard for their clients. So with having the support that they need in a great office like yours and mine and others out there, it's amazing to be able to watch them flourish and succeed. And it's wonderful when consumers give them an opportunity like that, because they too want to see that excitement. That sometimes the old dogs can get a little bit lazy on that. So it's nice to see
100%
that.
Right. Oh my gosh, that's so true. Especially if you're in an area that's got like the subdivision vinyl village houses where it's the 5 floor plans with 5 different elevations, and your old guard's like, man, I know all the floor plans, I know all the houses, and they get so bored by it. And new realtor's like, well, this is so pretty, I love it. Well, of course the consumer takes the new realtor. Come on, man, be excited still. I'm so glad you said that out loud. Woo.
Yep, it's true though, it's true.
Okay, so Heidi, if anybody's looking for an amazing office in Pennsylvania, because I know that they'll forget where you're located, but you can hook them up with other places too, or they want to know more about your new venture with Next Home, how can they find you?
I'm at Heidi@nexthomedynamic.com. That's my email address. Our web address is nexthomedynamic.com. So really dynamic, not too tough to find us. And I know you're going to put it all on the page at the bottom of the podcast. So thanks, Lee.
See, because you're a listener who pays attention, but we know the rest of y'all and we know how you roll because you didn't write any of that down, but you'll need Heidi in the future. So it's okay. Because as she mentioned, we'll put all of her contact information in the show notes for this episode so that you can call her for any of her counsel and advice or wonderful referral business in her neck of the woods. Heidi, thank you. Thank you for being on the podcast. It's always good to hear your voice.
So excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
So if you're listening to this and you now think you've got your own story to tell, and frankly, I don't need more carcasses, but I'll take it. And you're a broker, inspector, investor, lender, realtor, or just a normal consumer who did something with real estate you'd like to talk about, hit me at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the social networks to be featured in a future episode. Make sure you subscribe for more because you do not want to miss what comes next in crazy shit in real estate. We'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.